أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأيوب إذ نادى ربه أني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين فاستجبنا له فكشفنا ما به من ضر وآتيناه أهله ومثلهم معهم رحمة من عندنا وذكرى للعابدين صدق الله العظيم. These are ayah number 83 and 84 of Surah Al-Anbiya. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala in the previous ayat spoke about two Nabis of Allah and the blessings that Allah Ta'ala bestowed upon them. Sayyiduna Dawood alayhi salam, Sayyiduna Sulaiman alayhi salatu wa salam. Here Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala speaks about yet another Nabi, Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala introduces us to Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam again in a very unique way. Wa Ayyuba, and remember Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salam, idh nada rabbahu, the time when he called upon his Rabb, Anni massaniya dur. O Allah, dur. Dur refers to an affliction, a distress, a difficulty has afflicted me. Here we need to be very cautious as an ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, especially with regards to narrations regarding the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasallam. Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam were tried and tested, and so was Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. But they are these narrations which is termed as Israeli narrations, or if we translate it into English, biblical narrations, that most certainly crept in to some of the writings of some of the mufassireen, the commentators of the Quran Sharif. So these are from the Israeli. In other words, they were not the words of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, nor the words of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Some Yahud had accepted Iman and Islam at a later point, and then when they made tafsir of the Quran Sharif, then they brought about these perspectives, these narrations. Now just one very important rule is that if it conflicts Quran, if it is not consistent to our aqidah, our belief with regards to Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam, then we will reject it. Otherwise, if there is no conflict of the verses or the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or it does not conflict our aqidah, then we will not comment on it. But at the same time, we will also be very, very cautious. So here with regards to Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, we were always here as children when we were growing up. He had this illness, he had this sickness, and then his entire body began to stink and people could not tolerate him. So that aspect of those narrations we will need to discard. Because this is a Nabi of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We do find in the narrations of Anni Rabbi Idnada Rabbahu Anni Massani Yaddur, that most certainly Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam were given children by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He was given good health, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had also blessed Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam with material wealth, for which he made an abundance of shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this is the system of Allah. Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, the salihin, those who are close to Allah, will be tested from time to time. And of course, that test is Allah ta'ala test their fortitude. So hence, as far as health is concerned, yes, Sayyiduna Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam did become ill, he did become sick. And yes, that sickness was to do with his body. Like if we look at how a person gets chicken pox or small pox, it was poxes or it was boils that had come onto the body of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam to the extent that not only the limbs but some of the organs of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam were affected, but there was no stench, there was no smell, it was not a stinking body, wa na'udhu billah. Number two, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had blessed him with 7 children, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala tested him with those 7 children, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had taken those children away. In other words, they had all passed away. And number three, Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam had lost all his wealth. When he came to this situation, and because of that boils or those poxes that were on the body of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wa salam, people had left him, they had abandoned him. But his wife, Sayyida Layya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, she was the granddaughter of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. She stuck with him and she stayed with him and she attended to him. It comes in the narration that besides the tongue and besides the heart of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, the entire body was affected, and with that one tongue and that one heart that was left unaffected, he continued to make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Another very important lesson we find in the narrations with regards to him, that he made this shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that, oh Allah, when you bestowed me and you drowned me in these ni'mats, I continued to make shukr to you. Now Allah, you have removed these distractions from my life, and I will continue to beseech you, and I will continue to make shukr to you. Ulama have written another very important aspect. The two anbiya that we spoke about previously, Sayyidina Dawood and Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, we saw that they were pillars of shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us that Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was a pillar and a fortitude of absolute sabr, resignation to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and his steadfastness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in these difficult conditions. Inshallah we'll continue. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.